So the main thing is we are not making this transformation of consciousness that is happening into a goal to be achieved, as if you could add it to yourself. And many spiritual people who are see themselves as spiritual and already see the unimportance ultimately of whatever they achieve or could add to themselves on an external level. They already see that, but they're still trapped in the mind pattern of needing to add something to themselves spiritually. And some get stuck in that then for 10, 20, 30 years. And they're looking, and it's not, they have some nice experience, yes, but they come and go. And some build a new, improved sense of self on the basis of the good experiences they have had. Or they've become good meditators and so can enter good states of consciousness. Nothing wrong with that. But again, those mind structures can be very cunning. They can come back through the back door. When you've recognized the fallacy already on one level, they come in through the back door. And you're trapped again and not getting there. I'm not enlightened yet. You're looking for a state. And all that's happening is the state is already there. You are already in your fullness now. But it's obscured. It's obscured by more desire, by more needing more future, needing mind structures, mental movement. So the beauty of it is you don't need to bring about the new state of consciousness. You could only mess it up. All that's needed is allowing it to be there. And how do you do that? Simply by allowing this moment to be as it is. That's the suchness of now, all there ever is. And the now takes on many forms. It's always now. Forms appear in it. Forms may dissolve. It's always now. So to align yourself with now, to become aware of. Now, this is interesting. When I talk about now, people say they think the now is what happens. But what happens changes continuously. What appears in your life changes continuously. That's why people believe there are many moments in one's life. There are many moments in one day. There are many moments in an hour. But it's not really true because it's always the now moment. Nothing can be that is not now. Nothing can happen that is not now. So it's always really the one now moment, this one, this. So there are not many nows, there's only one now. But the now is not a thing. You can't really make it into an object. The danger when one speaks about it becomes another mind object. But the now is, one could say, a spaciousness in which the whole of phenomenal existence unfolds in that vast spaciousness. And when you allow to unfold whatever is unfolding in this now through the yes, the inner yes, the yes comes because you have recognized the futility, the absurdity, ultimately the madness of no, an inner no to what is. To be in a fighting attitude towards life continuously. You've seen that is suffering. And so, when you see the madness of living in this inner no, and it's normal, most people don't see it because it's so normal, they've lived with it always. But when you see it, then the yes, the possibility of living in the yes comes, the inner yes to what is. And then, the strange thing is, you go beyond whatever form arises in this moment, yes, it's short-lived, it comes, it goes in the field of now. When you say no, you react to whatever form arises. Now, the form is could be a situation at this moment, something that happens at this moment, a person that comes into this moment, an emotion that comes into this moment, whatever comes into this moment. If you say no to it, you react to a form that comes. If it's an emotion, it's an emotional form. A thought may come, thought form, external forms, a person, an event, a breakdown, this, that, some form. And if there's a no to it, to a form that arises, that no strengthens your own form identity, the form of me. With every no comes an inner contraction. And the contraction makes your form identity stronger, the me. And so that is what keeps you trapped in the illusory sense of self. It needs the no. It hates the yes. Because it loses its form, the yes is open, the openness comes. Through the no, the contraction is there. So there is the fear that I will lose myself if I say yes to what is. Mostly unconscious, but some people actually say it. They have this fear. If I say yes, what? Who am I? So a miracle happens when the yes comes. You no longer react to the form, an arising form. The arising form is allowed to be. You're no longer a reactive entity.